720 WGN, 1134 on this Friday night. Roger, you're bebopping around there with your head.
Well, I like that music Michael's playing.
Yeah.
I like that mix.
Little funky.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. Radio. Here's the show. Boom. Roger, take it away.
Back to you.
Oh, come on. You can't give me that funk.
No. Well, you know, as soon as you said that, it reminded me of the old Smothers Brothers bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, they're playing a song that says, Tommy, take it. And Tommy says, no.
I've never heard of that.
It's almost on every routine that they do where they're playing music. He'll say, Dickie, take it. And then they'll go back and forth a few times. You got to be a Smothers Brothers fan. Yeah, you do.
I got to see a little bit more of Smothers Brothers.
You really have to. I will recommend an album to you.
Okay.
All right. If you have the time, it's their first album. It's called Live at the Purple Onion. It's a nightclub in Los Angeles.
Is that a real name of a nightclub? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Smothers Brothers Live at the Purple Onion. This is before their TV show, way before their TV show.
Uh-huh.
But if you can, there is a video. They put out a video of one of their seasons, one of the seasons that they did. Mm-hmm. They didn't put out all of the shows they've done on, I think it was CBS, because they got canceled after, I think, their third season, and because they were too political.
Oh.
Oh, extremely. Okay. Oh, you. They're both alive. They're great. But the early stuff is really good, and I highly recommend that
album.
I
know nothing about the Smothers Brothers.
Well, they're actually brothers,
oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
You don't have to tell me everything. I'm just trying to get I'll look it up.
You have to, again, Live at the Purple Onion is their very first album, and it is hilarious.
All right. Back to 1961.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like I said, way before they got their TV show.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the shows that's on the video, the DVD that they issued, is a show that never, I think it's a musical performance by one of their guests that never aired because it was an anti-war song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's been your Smothers Brothers Corner with Roger Badish. Roger, I love how you just have these little nuggets.
Well, you know, sometimes I rattle the brain around and stuff falls out, you know?
Yeah. Also, I gave another thing for Nick there, just there.
Yeah.
Roger's got these little... All right, so we're getting to the sleepover hour where things start to get a little giggly. But Roger, before, you know, the first thing that everyone does at a little sleepover, they turn off the lights.
Oh.
They turn them on low.
And I got them on low, as low as I can get them.
Yeah, now it's time for Unsolved Tales from the Sleepover. All right. So, last week I told you the legend of the Mad Gasser of Mattoon. We did the Chicago Fire a couple weeks ago. Roger and Michael, today we're going to do the Devil Baby at Hull House.
Whoa.
Have you heard of this, Raj?
No.
Michael,
it just sounds scary.
Had you heard of this one?
They had us visit the Hull House when I was going to DePaul University, and I remember hearing a little nugget of this story, but I've always wanted to hear the full tale because it seems so haunting and scary.
The Devil Baby of Hull House. Hull House, located at 800 South Halstead Street on Chicago's Near West Side, legendary in its heyday as the setting for the pioneering work of social reformer and activist. One of our tollways is named after her. Fill in the blank, anyone? I'll do it. Jane Addams. Nice job, guys.
My mic was off. I was going to say Jane Addams.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Very good.
Jane Addams.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
And again, it's Hull House, not Hull House.
Am I saying Hull House?
No. It's okay. Just for our listeners, Hull, H, like in Bobby.
Bobby Hull House.
Yes, Hull. But it's not named after him.
No, for sure. He wasn't around then. So, in fact, built in 1856 in what was then one of the most fashionable sections of the city. By the way, I'm getting this all from the book Weird Illinois and a couple other places, too. So check out the book, Weird Illinois, Your Traveler's Guide to Illinois. Okay, Built in 1856 in what was one of the most fashionable sections of the city, Hull House and the surrounding neighborhood were abandoned by their wealthy inhabitants after the Great Chicago Fire. Soon the area began to attract a heavy flow of Italian, Greek, and Jewish immigrants. By the 1880s, factories and overcrowded tenements surrounded Hull House, Bobby Hull House, and the neighborhood had become a jungle of crime and vice. Referred to as the darkest corner of Chicago, the Near West Side was awash in crooked cops, politicians, brothels, saloons. Sounds fun to me. Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, really.
Exiled criminals from other parts of the city sought refuge here, attracting even more problems. It was a depressing, a dangerous place. In the midst of it all, the immigrants struggled to carve out a living. There were the people like Jane Addams who vowed to help, and Hull House was where she began her lifelong struggle for social equality. Addams, the privileged daughter of a wealthy merchant, graduated from the Rockford Female Seminary in the same year that her father suddenly died. Deeply depressed, unsure of what to do with her life, she was using her inheritance to travel through Europe with her college friend when she found her calling in the sordid slums of London's Whitechapel area. She became obsessed and intrigued with the settlement house in London for the poor, where affluent students lived and worked alongside them. So Jane returns back to Chicago, and she and her friend began making such plans for Chicago. So in 1889, they acquired the rundown Halsted Street mansion and turned it into a settlement house to educate and improve the lot of immigrants. Hull House became a comfortable home and community center that offered food, shelter, education, and protection from the rough streets outside. I know this sounds like a story of the Hull House. I'm going to get to this devil baby soon. Not just... Thanks.
Scared the... What the...
Was that the devil baby itself, or was that a reaction to the devil baby?
That was just the somebody very, very excited about the architecture of the Hull House, in fact.
Yes, that person was just really into it. Yet despite their hard work, Hull House eventually became better known for its ghostly inhabitants than its human ones. I disagree with that. I didn't know about the ghostly ones. But anyways, long before Jane Addams took over the Hull House, the wife of the builder, Charles Hull, had died of natural causes in a second floor bedroom of the mansion. Mere months later, her ghost began haunting that room. Before Jane Addams moved in, Before Jane Addams moved in, earlier tenants, including the Little Sisters of the Poor and the proprietors of secondhand furniture shop, always kept a bucket of water on the stairs at night, believing the ghost would be unable to pass over it. After Jane Addams arrived, several years after Mrs. Hull's death, the ghost continued to make her presence known. Adams, who occupied Mrs. Hull's bedroom, was awakened one night by loud footsteps in the room. After a few nights of this, she confided her story to Ellen, her friend, who admitted she had heard the same sounds in her room. Jane quickly moved to another room. She was not alone in noticing the unusual occurrences. Other guests were disturbed in their sleep by footsteps and what they described as strange and unearthly noises. Still not to the devil baby yet. I'm getting there. Anyways, there was a lot of different people that heard a lot of different things, but it was the second supernatural visitor was not considered quite so innocuous. Hull House earned its greatest notoriety after it was alleged to be home and the refuge of the devil baby. A soft screen and stream in the distance.
That's right. If it was louder, it would send me through the roof again.
It was said that a devout Catholic woman gave birth to the devil baby after she attempted to display a picture of the Virgin Mary in their house, and her atheist husband tore it down. He said he would rather have the devil himself in the house than that picture. He got his wish. His wife gave birth to a child with pointed ears, horns, scale-covered skin, cloven hooves, and a tail. Unwilling to raise the child themselves and hoping to spare the deformed creature a lifetime of torment and teasing, the parents begged Jane Addams to take their child in, and she agreed. Same scream over and over again. This lady is consistent with her tone. It was said that Addams and her staff took the baby to be baptized. But during the ceremony, the baby escaped from the priest and began dancing and laughing. And women screamed in the distance. Mike!
He's never there when you need him.
One time I
called you. Yeah.
Sorry. Not knowing what to do with the possessed child, Adams reportedly kept it confined in the attic. Rumors spread quickly throughout the Near West Side about this freak of nature. And within a few weeks, hundreds of people had passed by the house to try and catch a glimpse of the devil baby. Many came right to the door and demanded to see the child, while others quietly offered to pay admission into the whole house to see the devil baby.
It was a non-profit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What? Roger's like, this is a good fundraising opportunity.
Are there tax exemptions for the devil baby?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Now, any money we spend on any possession here, we should be able to be, it's tax-free.
Yeah. Yeah. Exorcism cost you extra.
Yeah.
Extracisms.
That's a that's got to be a write-off, though. Yeah.
Well, up to a certain amount.
Each day, Jane Each day, Jane turned people away and tried to convince them that the story was fabricated. Later, she even devoted 40 pages of her autobiography to debunking the legend. Even though most of the poorly educated immigrant residents... Oh, that's a little judgy. I didn't say that. The book did. I guess they were poorly... Okay, less educated immigrant residents left the house still believing in the devil baby. The stream of visitors eventually dried up, and the story became a curious side note in the history of Hull House. Whatever the truth is, local legends still insist that at some point, a disfigured child was hidden away on the upper floors of the house. Some say on certain nights, its deformed face could be seen peering out of the attic window, and visitors see a ghostly version of that face to this day. That was a live scream. That was a mic on Halstead Street.
Yeah.
We just got some lady screaming down there.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1960s, the University of Illinois at Chicago built their campus around Hull House. They turned the mansion into a historic site and opened it to the public. Still a popular attraction, not only to tourists and those with an interest in its history, but also to those with an interest in the devil baby. Its force frequently triggers the motion sensors of the alarm system. But whenever campus police respond, they find the house empty, and there's never a sign of a break-in or a disturbance. Who or what still lurks at the Hull House? The ghosts of the many desperate people that Jane Addams tried so passionately to save in her day? The sad ghost of Mrs. Hull? Or is it the devil baby? That horned and scaly creature that some people believe has never left the attic. We'll solve this mystery after the break. Tales from the Sleepover. We've got to figure out if the devil baby of Hull House really exists. So, to recap, Hull House, which has been haunted before, this time in the late 19th century, accepts a baby that is the devil. A Catholic woman, her husband had said, "Don't put the Virgin Mary photo up there. I'd rather have a devil in this house," and he got his wish. Some say the devil baby lived in the attic. Others say it lived in another floor. I don't know what they said. I don't have their reports. I just have the attic ones.
Okay.
So, I had to do some digging, and a lot of it, Mr. Badish, to find some first source materials.
Well, you know, if I trained you properly way back in the day.
Oh, you did.
Then you are the man to go to dig for more truths.
Well, I found an article that goes back to 1916 in the Atlantic.
Ooh.
I got my microfiche lens on
and
scrolled on through it. You know I dived through it, Roger.
I know you did. I love those microfiches.
If there's two things you taught me, Rog,
yeah,
it's do your research and eat that pizza.
There's only two things in life to do.
The knowledge, this goes back to October 1916. This is a writer. This is Jane Addams, in fact, herself, writing about this. The knowledge of the existence of the devil baby burst upon the residents of Hull House one day when three Italian women, with an excited rush through the door, demanded that he be shown to them. No amount of denial convinced them that he was not there, for they knew exactly what he looked like, with his cloven hooves, his pointed ears, and diminutive tail. Moreover, the devil baby had been able to speak as soon as he was born and was most shockingly profane. Sorry, just a little storm coming through. The three women were but the forerunners of a veritable multitude. For 6 weeks, the streams of visitors from every part of the city and suburbs to this mythical baby poured in all day long, and so far into the night that the regular activities of the settlement were almost swamped. There's different versions of this story. Although the visitors to the devil baby included people of every degree of prosperity and education, even physicians and trained nurses who assured us of their scientific interest, the story constantly demonstrated the power of an old wives' tale among the thousands of people in modern society who are living in the corner of their own, their vision fixed, their intelligence held by some iron chain of silent habit. Jane Addams is a good writer, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
To such primitive people, the metaphor apparently is still in the very stuff of life, or rather no other form of statement reaches them, and the tremendous tonnage of current writing for them has no existence. It was in keeping with their simple habits that the reputed presidents of the devil baby at Hull House did not reach the newspapers until the fifth week of his sojourn. After thousands of people had already been informed of his whereabouts by the old method of passing news mouth to mouth. So she's telling the story that literally thousands of people were coming to the Hull House to see the devil baby. During the weeks of excitement, it was the old women who really seemed to have come into their own. And perhaps the most significant result of the incident was the reaction of the story upon them. It stirred their minds and memories with a magic touch. It loosened their tongues and revealed the inner life and thoughts of those who are so often inarticulate. These old women enjoyed a moment of triumph as if they had made good at last and had come into a region of sanctions and punishments which they understood. Throughout 6 weeks, this is Jane Addams herself, as I went about Hull House, I would hear a voice at the telephone repeating for the 100th time that day, "No, there is no such baby. No, we never had it here. No, we couldn't have seen it for 50 cents. We didn't send it anywhere. We never had it. I don't mean to say that your sister-in-law lied, but there must be some mistake. There's no Sue getting up for an excursion from Milwaukee. There isn't any devil baby at Hull House. We can't give reduced rates because we're not exhibiting anything," and so on. Jane Addams...
Wait a minute, reduced rates? What the heck?
Meaning that people were asking for a reduced rate, and she says, we can't reduce a rate, there's no rate.
Yeah, but they talked about 50 cents before.
No. What I'm saying is...
Of course, it was a different time. People didn't have a lot of money back then.
What we're missing here...
Sorry.
So Jane Addams goes on to say... "But the devil baby, of course, was worth many processions and rainbows, and I will confess that as the empty show went on day after day, I quite revolted against such a vapid manifestation of an admirable human trait. There was one exception. When I heard the eager voices of old women, I was irresistibly interested and left anything I might be doing in order to listen to them." Jane Addams goes on to say that there was a benefit. It gave a lot of attention to the Hull House, mm-hmm. and a lot of women she met and chatted with, and she listened with them because they were so passionate. But Jane Addams herself says there was never a devil baby, but there's many other people out there that believe that Jane Addams was lying and hiding it.
But you also know that back in the day, people thought Martians had invaded the Earth.
They thought a lot of things back then.
Yeah.
All I know is I don't think the devil baby ever existed, but... Boy, they did miss a good fundraiser.
Oh.
I mean, really?
Yes.
You get thousands of people. I don't care what they're coming to see.
When
you find some 2-year-old, you dress them up, you put some horns on that sucker, and you parade them about.
You know what they could have used back then?
$5 a pop, everybody.
You know what they could have used back then? A real good marketing agent.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some good PR pitches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't even need it. It was the word of mouth.
Well, but you had to continue to stoke the flames
yeah.
of the image.
Yeah, maybe Jane Addams' denial did work up such a fervor because it was like, oh, no, this can't possibly be true.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, dude, get a coin purse out there and start getting some change. Come on,
really?
Something.
Really?
You're running this house out of the goodness of your heart and your inheritance.
Takes money to run a place like that.
Sure does.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
You know, the gas and electricity alone. My goodness.
Was that a 501c3? Let's open up those books. Let's see what was in there. Let's see if Jane Addams was cooking those.
How did you get those floor fixed? Oh, thanks to the devil, baby.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know.
Hey, those are some new sconces. Devil, baby.
Did you get a new kitchen countertop? Yep. Devil baby.
Is that granite? Devil baby. God, that devil baby had so much potential to help on out. What a missed opportunity for the Hull House. No, they did great work. So that's the story of the devil baby of Hull House. We'll have another mystery next week. For now, a break.